And of course, our special guest this hour with your calls, Dr. Joanne Conaway, criticalhealthnews.com. And here's a number to call, not to get on the air and talk with her, but this is for people who will give you some help. And again, they're not doctors on the other end of the line. 855-949-7234, 855-949-RADIO. And we'll be back to take your calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. And, yep, I told you, they're sponsors of the program, partners with us. They've been that way for a couple of years now, and it's growing. They just love getting the message out to all of you. Our special guest, Dr. Joanne Conaway, this hour, we're going to get to your calls. And, Joanne, before we take calls, let's qualify it. Tell people what they can expect with you, what kind of advice you give, and a little bit more background about yourself.
Okay, I'd be happy to do that. First of all, the advice that I give is advice that they need to help through whatever medical condition they have. And again, we're going to start with diet and then move on to the gastrointestinal system and then make sure we're supplementing with the 90 for life. If I could take just a minute, one of the things that I do want to mention before I forget is the health of our children. When we talk about our kiddos, from my perspective, our children have always been our most precious asset because, after all, who's going to be running the country and taking care of us if not our children and our grandchildren? And I want people to think about the fact that we have such growing numbers in the area of autism and ADD, ADHD, childhood obesity, childhood diabetes, all of these things. And I want people to think about this in terms of genetic versus environment. Those genetic research scientists out there would like to have us believe that everyone's being born with a gene that predisposes them to these conditions. And I'm here to tell you that that is just not the case. It has much more to do with environment, much more to do with diet. So when we talk about our kiddos, they're all out of school now, this is summertime, we need to be talking about what we can do now to make sure that they are healthy and ready to go back to school and have a healthy immune system so that when they do go back to school, and they are exposed to everyone else's germs, they don't end up coming home sick. We have products in the Longevity line that are specifically designed for children, and they are amazing in helping those kiddos get the beneficial nutrition, get the support they need for a healthy digestive system, and then you as a parent or grandparent needs to step in and clean up the diet, and your kiddos are good to go.
Keep them off sugar.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Off sugar, literally keep them off processed foods.
Processed foods, sugar, carbonated drinks, sugary drinks. They're starting to tax sugary drinks now, Joanne. What do you think?
Crap in the diet. And that's so that people will remember. The C stands for carbonated beverages and caffeine. The R stands for refined flours and sugars. The A stands for alcohol and additives, and the P stands for highly processed foods loaded with preservatives.
Let's go to the phones east of the Rockies. Donna in Huntsville, Alabama, to get started. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Dr. Conaway. I'm so glad you came on, and it's a very good time for me. I have been struggling with a tremendous amount of stomach swelling and weight gain over the last 3 years. I had been in the hospital treated with IV therapy for an infection. They were giving me different variations of penicillin, even though I told them and they knew I was allergic to it. Shortly after I came out of the hospital, I had excessive urination and tremendous bowel problems. To cut to the chase, for the last 3 years, my stomach is constantly swelling up. 24 hours a day. I don't have to do anything and it does it. It does not go down. Anything and everything I do or my body functions just make it worse. The weight's there. I have 3 to 4 days a week where I can actually eat. The rest of the time I can't because I'm trying to settle my system down. I'm on probiotics. I'm on Enterogam. My platelet level has dropped way, way down. And I just don't feel like I can trust any of the people in this town to give me anything.
All right, let's get some thoughts from Dr. Joanne Conaway. Joanne, what do you think's going on here? Without seeing her, which you should do, but go ahead.
Okay, Donna, what I will tell you is you gave me some key indicators. First of all, you've been on antibiotics. All a person needs to tell me is they've been on antibiotics, and if they haven't been flooded their systems with probiotics, you say you take probiotics, and that's fine. We're going to talk about that in a second. But when we have antibiotics in the system, they kill off all the good, healthy gut bacteria. And as I was saying in the first hour of the show, that healthy gut bacteria needs to be replenished. The problem that some people get into is they replenish it, but they trickle it in. They take what the label on the jar says. So they may take one or two in the morning, and that's all they take. I put people on a program that actually floods the system with probiotics. And the reason I do this is because if we don't get ahead of the game, if you will, if we don't give our bodies large amounts of probiotics, then just the environment we live in every day, the foods we're exposed to, the toxins we're exposed to, those things kill off all that bacteria you put in with one or two capsules. So I recommend a program that actually floods the system with good probiotics. And, you know, if you'll contact them at Critical Health News, they'll tell you exactly what the program is. But I use products like the Nightly Essence. The Nightly Essence is a probiotic product that has several different strains of good, healthy probiotics. And once you've replenished those good, healthy probiotics in a big way by taking large doses over the course of 20 days, I imagine that those symptoms will resolve. What's happening is, because you have that overgrowth of unhealthy bacteria in there, anything that you eat is going to be processed much differently, and that's what causes the bloating and the discomfort. Those bacteria are processing your foods in a much different way than the good, healthy gut bacteria.
How serious is this, Joanne, for her?
Well, it's serious from the standpoint of, we now know because of her symptoms that she has an unhealthy digestive system. And that can ultimately lead to all types of problems. When we talk about the gastrointestinal system, literally an unhealthy gut can lead to high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, hormonal issues. All of those things are affected by an unhealthy gut microbiome. And what we found is if we can get that microbiome straightened out using products like the Flora FX, the Nightly Essence, taking lots of digestive enzymes, straighten out that gut microbiome, it will start to work for you. And then taking the Healthy Body Start Pack and the 90 for Life is going to help you, because those products will now be better absorbed, go into your system, and start doing the repair. So I really think that in your situation, because it was an antibiotic thing in terms of those intravenous formulations that they gave you, you don't have good healthy gut bacteria.
No, it killed the antibiotics killed off all the good stuff, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Killed off all the good stuff, and until we replace it in large amounts, we'll be fighting an uphill battle.
How much is large amounts? How do you know?
Generally, what I recommend for people is a program that asks them to take the Flora FX, 8 capsules of that first thing in the morning, and then the Nightly Essence, 4 capsules of that last thing at night before they go to bed. And they do that for 10 days and then cut the doses in half for another 10 days.
Here's the number for you. Let me give her the number, 855-949-RADIO. That's all you have to remember. It's that easy. And let's hope it helps you out. You must feel good about helping individuals. It's got to be in your system.
Oh, George, it is. I absolutely love what I do. And I don't hesitate a minute to help anyone who wants to be helped. And I don't hesitate a minute to help people understand what they need to know to stay healthy. I'm not someone who's going to go stand on the street corner and shout about it. But if you come to me and you have an issue, I will work with you, and we will come to a resolution. And we have the ability to do that because we have the amazing products that Dr. Wallach has brought to the table.
Why are they so stringent in terms of saying, you can't say it cures, you can't say this, you can't say that? I mean, why are they so uptight about that? I assume some people have abused it?
Well, that's part of it. But to be perfectly honest with you, from what I've observed, government does not want us to do this because it will take money out of the pockets of Big Pharma.
Yes.
And when we look at how our government is run, you know, the biggest industry in this country is the medical industry, okay?
It's huge.
So when you can actually help someone alleviate their symptoms and get better, we can't say we've cured them, but we've alleviated their symptoms and we've helped them get better, and we've done it without pharmaceuticals, then they stand to lose big time.
I see. Go ahead, Joy.
they're not willing to let us say that we can help you or cure you. And I understand that. I've recognized that for years, and I really don't care about that. I just will help you get 100% better.
I'm amazed at how this planet has remedies for ailments in plants all over this planet. It to me, the Creator and how this was all structured is absolutely amazing. I mean, if you've got an ailment, there's a certain plant that they you know make synthetic pharmaceuticals out of. It's amazing what the man upstairs has done.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's fascinating because we talk about what I do as alternative medicine, and I have to laugh about that because what I do is what was done historically through the generations right up until the early 1900s.
Right.
It was plant medicine. It was exactly what you're talking about, those things that were provided.
It was encouraged.
Oh, absolutely. And you look at Hippocrates and you look at the history of medicine. You know, Hippocrates, considered to be the father of medicine, what did he say? What he said, several things he said, but one of the things he said was, let thy food be thy medicine, and thy medicine be thy food. Okay, why did he say that? Well, because plant medicine, he was an herbalist, and plant medicine was what was necessary to correct so many of those issues. He also said that diseases begin in the gut, and I firmly believe that. Because
well, you're an expert there, that's for sure.
Yeah, if your gut's not healthy, you're not healthy, bottom line.
Joe in the Bronx, welcome to the show, Joseph.
Hey, George, how are you?
Good.
I wanted to ask Dr. Conaway about graying of the hair and also redness of the hands from washing.
It's called getting old, Joe.
Yeah, I guess so. We all are. But I wanted to know if there are any remedies that can reverse those conditions.
What was the second one, Joe?
Redness of the hands from hand washing. Sometimes soaps will...
Oh, like you're allergic to soaps?
Right.
All right. Graying and soaps. What do you think there, Joanne?
Well, you know, it's fascinating because in the research Dr. Wallach has done, he has actually shown that the trace minerals selenium and copper are necessary in order to bring back your hair color. So would I say just take selenium and copper? No. You really need to consider a couple of things. You need to, of course, consider cleaning up the diet, make sure your gut's working. Take the 90 for Life. The Healthy Body Start Pack is going to be a great way to start. You also want to take selenium, and we have Ultimate Selenium. And people who have taken it, we have stories across the organization. People who have taken that Ultimate Selenium actually see the gray start to go away, okay? So that's where I would start there. Now, for you, for someone who has red hands due to washing, one of the things that I can offer for you is an absolutely wonderful product that we have in the line called PureWorks. PureWorks is a product that is going to kill the germs. It's much better than alcohol because it does not dry your skin. It actually helps to protect your skin.
And I'm told alcohol is not that good anymore. You're not supposed to really use it. Is that true?
No. That's very true, and it's because of the studies. You know, after a while, we learn things that we should have known before we thought it was a great idea, and alcohol-based preparations for your hands are one of those things. That alcohol is absorbed into the skin, the alcohol is very drying, and the alcohol only lasts for a period of about 3 to 5 seconds because it's only effective if it's 60 to 65%. If it's below that, it's no longer effective. So using alcohol-based hand preparations dries your skin, and it doesn't provide persistent protection. The nice thing about the PureWorks products are quaternary ammonium preparations, and when you apply these products, they actually help to repair the skin, number one. Number two, they provide persistent protection, and studies have shown that you put this formulation on your hand, and you can get it in a foam, you can get it in a lotion. But you put this formulation on your hand, and unless your hands are visibly dirty, you use this, it's going to repair the skin. It's going to give you that persistent protection for 3 hours, meaning you can touch the tabletop, you can touch a telephone, you can touch a salt and pepper shaker in a restaurant and not pick up germs from that because of the way this product works on your skin. So I would strongly recommend you get a hold of some of that PureWorks. And as I said, you can get it in a foam, you can get it in a lotion. I absolutely love it in a lotion. I know when I worked in the hospital, I had to do the protocol using the alcohol. The minute I would do all that protocol, I would go back to my station and I would put on my PureWorks lotion, and I never had those red hands anymore.
3 years ago, there was a study on 100 shampoos, Joanne, and they found that there's an ingredient in those shampoos that were cancer causers, carcinogens. Unbelievable.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's fascinating because there was a study done a couple of years ago that said that the average human adult is exposed to 100 toxins before they leave the house in the morning. And many of those toxins come from the bathroom. Shampoo, body wash,
soap,
hairspray, all those things.
Let's go to Susan, west of the Rockies in Bakersfield, California. Good morning, Susan. Go ahead.
Hi, hello. Yes, I do have a question for
sure.
Can the gut be so messed up that it cannot be repaired, and like from taking prescription drugs, if you're taking a certain drug, can that keep your gut from being repaired?
If you continue to take those pharmaceuticals, then, yeah, it's very difficult to repair the gut. Would I say that the gut can never be repaired? No, but what I will tell you is that some people, because of prolonged use of pharmaceuticals, it may take longer to turn things around. But the important thing to remember about the digestive system is the barrier between your outside world and your inside world is only one cell thick. And cells turn over very quickly in the digestive system. And if we immediately go after trying to repair the digestive system, because cells turn over so quickly, we start to affect a change and see a change. Now, there are a lot of other things that can come into play, sometimes with long-term issues, long-term problems. People go beyond just needing to replenish that good, healthy gut bacteria. They start to have issues like, for example, SIBO. SIBO is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. That happens in some people who have had an unhealthy digestive system for so long that they actually have impacted the function of the digestive system in terms of motility. And SIBO, what it actually is, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, is literally backing up of bacteria in the colon back into the small intestine. And when that happens, and we can determine that that has in fact happened based on symptoms, but when that happens, we have to treat it a little bit differently because we need to correct that backing up, if you will. So to say it can never be repaired, I would say that's not true. I would say that with a little bit of work and a little bit of time, we can repair it. Once again, the body's a fantastic healing machine. Give it what it needs, and the body will do the rest.
Joanne, we're going to come back and take final phone calls with you in a moment, criticalhealthnews.com. And, of course, the toll-free number to get some more information, 855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast with Dr. Joanne Conaway. Her book is Why Is America So Sick? Are you enjoying your first time on the program?
Fun for me.
It is. It's different, and you help a lot of people. I can just tell from our listeners, Joanne, when they call you. Let's go to the phones as we wrap up this half hour. Dolores in New York. Thanks for holding, Dolores. Go ahead.
Thank you. I have a couple of questions. One was the discernment relative to lactobacillus or bifidus bacteria, probiotic, whether there's a difference when you give it relative to age. I've heard a theory that you give more bifidus than lactobacillus, and at least a 12-level one. Now, what's proposed in Critical Health News?
Well, generally what I tell people is, for the most part, adults, no matter what the age of an adult, they can take the formulations that I mentioned earlier, the 8 of the Flora FX in the morning and the 4 of the Nightly Essence at night. We do not separate the lactobacillus and the bifidobacteria because we know that the body needs both. The one caution that I give is sometimes taking large doses like that would be a little too much for children. So I do have a program that is specifically designed for children. Now, when we talk about older people and we talk about their need for more bifido, the reason that is because the bifido acts primarily in the colon versus the intestine, the small intestine. So sometimes we will recommend, once again, these same formulations. We don't separate, but we may recommend more or less depending upon the need. So that's another thing that we consider, and also depending upon the response of the individual. If we see that they're getting better and improving very quickly, then maybe we don't do as much for so long. But for the most part, this 20-day program that I use is for everyone, and people see a benefit. People see a result.
Joanne, do you talk to medical practitioners, and are they starting to jump on the alternative medicine bandwagon now?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, and some of them, yes, I have to say that. I was lecturing in El Paso a few weeks ago, and it was fun for me because the entire audience was medical. These were physicians and nurses and EMTs, and the whole audience were medical people. Those are the people who had been invited to this event. And the people that came up to me afterwards giving me the most kudos were, in fact, the physicians saying, oh,
really?
My gosh.
That's good.
What you say makes so much sense.
That's encouraging.
Oh, it is encouraging, and yes, we are starting to see a change. We're starting to see a change in this direction because physicians are recognizing that what they're doing for their patients in many cases is not working. There has to be another answer.
Well, you know, there are two approaches. I've always looked at the body like a car, and, you know, you want to prevent having to go into the shop, the hospital. So, you know, make sure you're tuned up and everything's working fine and you go in for that oil change and, you know, you've got it all working. You don't want a broken down car on the side of the freeway at 3 o'clock in the morning. And your body's the same way. You need to keep it fixed. So, you know, there's some aspects of mainstream medicine, Joanne, that I think are wonderful. Like you just said, the stem cells and some of the treatments they've done, you know, some of the surgeries they can do. But that's always after the fact, after something drastic has gone wrong. And I think alternative medicine, what it does is it helps prevent you from getting to that point where something horrible is going to happen. I mean, we're all human. Our bodies are, you know, are frail. You know, we're going to break down. But I think if you can take care of yourself before that all happens, it's going to minimize some of the bigger problems, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. That's so true. And that's why I focus so much on children. Because if we can start them off on the right track, they may never have to face some of the challenges that their parents and grandparents are facing. If they know early on these are the things that they need to do to stay healthy, they may never fall into that medical quagmire, if you will. I agree with you, conventional medicine. I mean, when we talk about trauma, I used to work at a big teaching hospital, like I said. I worked in the emergency room. Trauma, oh my gosh, there's just nothing like a mainstream medicine doc when we're talking about trauma. But when we're talking about some of these other things, and again, I get back to the issue of they don't know what they don't know. And if they will open their hearts and open their minds and listen, they can learn a lot.
If you got a bullet wound, if you've been stabbed, if you break your ankle, you want to go to the ER because they do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Gordon in Lakeland, Florida. Hi, Gordon. You're on with Dr. Conaway. Go ahead.
Thank you, George. Dr. Conaway. I've seen some very scary linear regression analyses that show countries that have a higher percentage of animal products, such as America, have higher cancer rates, higher fertility problems, and the p-values are really low and the r-values are really high, and I was trying to be vegetarian, but a friend of mine wrote a book that suggested that people that are vegetarians have a lot of other lifestyle and habits and changes that are healthy that are more likely the cause of this. And she even said that when you compare one group of vegetarians with another group of vegetarians, that the one that are more vegetarians are actually less healthier. But the original diet had the herb-bearing seed and the fruit of the tree. So I'm wondering, I want to find out from you, how important is it to be a plant-based diet where you avoid animal products compared with the other things which we know are good, like the lifestyle changes that vegetarians have? So how much of it is the vegetarian part and how much is it the lifestyle change part?
Well, from my perspective, I am not a vegetarian, and I do not necessarily recommend that people become vegetarian. I think that's a personal choice. Why are we having so many problems with people who are eating meat? It's not the meat. It's the meat because of the way the cows have been raised. It's the meat with the antibiotics and the steroids and all of those things. It's the meat that comes from these animals that is unhealthy for us because of what it has in it you know, we eat what we eat, and we eat what they eat. So, unfortunately, that's why it contributes to so many problems, as far as I'm concerned. With respect to vegans and vegetarians, I know that some vegans and vegetarians say that this is the healthiest they've ever been, and that the things that they do are keeping them healthy. Well, from my perspective, I have seen and worked with many vegetarians who have ultimately stopped being vegetarian because they are not necessarily as healthy. And that gets to the issue, in my opinion, of the body's need for protein.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't feel that you can get those essential amino acids and the other things that your body needs from those vegetables, from those legumes, from those things that vegetarians eat. The other thing that is problematic is so much of what vegetarians do consume is actually food that is created from wheat. And what we find is because wheat is so problematic and because gluten is so problematic that many vegetarians have issues and problems because they're consuming so much gluten and wheat. I know that I went to a vegetarian restaurant a couple of months ago and they were so excited to serve me their meat. And when I found out what the meat was made of and realized that it was made of mostly wheat, it was mostly gluten, and therefore I really wasn't as excited about it. Although it tasted good, I was not excited because it was gluten and it was wheat.
Mm-hmm.
So from my perspective, vegetarians have a lifestyle, make a lifestyle choice. That choice can keep them healthy if they do, in fact, supplement in addition to becoming a vegetarian. That's my perspective. As I said, I think that much of what we need in terms of those essential amino acids come from things like grass-fed beef, free-range chicken, those things that we know provide those essential building blocks of protein.
Joanne, when somebody comes down with cancer and you know, those cells continue to replicate and grow and more, what is the cancer actually doing to the body? Is it killing off the good cells?
What it is, yes, in part that's what it's doing. It's actually killing off the good cells. It's actually migrating into the good cells, the good healthy cells. But the important thing to remember about cancer, George, and this is something that is becoming more mainstream, we're understanding this better all the time, cancer is literally failure of the immune system. Because
yes,
if your
I agree.
Immune system's working, it will attack that cancer right away. So that's when we get right back to all the things I've been talking about. Cleaning up the diet, making sure the gut is working. Remember, 75 to 80% of your immunity, your immune system health, is in your gut. So if your gut is healthy, your immune system is going to be healthy. Your body will be able to fight those cancers.
Let's go to John in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. First-time caller. Hey, John, go ahead.
Hi, John.
Yeah, hi.
John, we lost you. Try to call back. Bad connection there. Let's try Patrick in Vancouver, Canada, though. No, he's not ready. How about Dave in Pennsylvania? David,
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello.
There you go.
Sir?
Yes, sir.
Hi, David.
Yes, I've been listening to your program, and I was lucky I got through. Now, I'm in my elder age here. I'm in my 70s. But here recently, again, I was exposed to the herbicides here that the neighbor used. Made me violently ill and everything else. It's not the first time here, and it probably won't be the last time, I guess, because I've been hit with Agent Orange and
oh my God,
their gases and everything else. I'm going to tell about it. But it's taken its toll on me. But one thing I found out, I'm retired now. I had my own medical foundation for 37 years, Porphyria Research Associates Foundation. I'm poor from metabolism of the liver, and I was involved in the Pittsburgh area of transplantation of the liver. I'm not MD. I'm poor guy behind a chest tube and a microscope. But I was able to find out now in diet here. This might be an important thing. All our vegetables and everything else are deficient in the natural minerals that we have. You can take a substitute of calcium, magnesium, so forth like that, but you're only absorbing about 1% of it. When I found out, I grind it up. And I cook in a crock pot all my vegetables and everything else. And if I use potatoes, I skin it down to a quarter of an inch because that diquat-dibromide is in that potato from the ground. And it's a deadly herbicide.
That's
anyhow,
pretty smart.
I cooked everything down, the vegetables. After an hour of it cooking in a crock pot, I grind up all these here minerals, and I add them in. Now, my thing is that the vegetables in there, and now take that those minerals in and make them organic again.
Yes.
And they absorb 100% or 1,000% more so than if you took a pill of it and swallowed it down or chewed it up there. So it's just a thing that I'd like to pass on. It's worked with me here. And it's a diet that I have to follow. And as I say, I found here, too, I used to eat meat, the burgers I used to buy. It was made out of beef hearts and other hearts, and soy added to it. But here recently I started getting small gallstones. So what I did, I figured, well, the soy now, they're made immune to the herbicides, the 2,4-D and Roundup.
Well, and some of the soy could be GMO also.
Absolutely.
And how do you know, Joanne? Because they don't label GMO foods. So how do we know poor David's not eating GMO soy?
Well, you know, unfortunately, they don't label GMO foods. And I know that you know that that's a big controversy right now.
Huge.
Unless you buy a product that says non-GMO and non-GMO verified, you can't be guaranteed that it is non-GMO. Soy is one of those things, and 90% of the soy, 90% of the corn in this country is all genetically modified. So it's very difficult to get non-GMO soy. You have to really pay attention to what's on the label. But I think that his approach to getting minerals is an amazing approach. The thing that I would add to that, though, is with the longevity products, our mineral products are in the colloidal form and are far more readily absorbed in the digestive system than any of the elemental or chelated minerals that you find in products on a store shelf. So when you go for a mineral and you buy a mineral pill, to your point, that is not readily absorbed. However, when you use minerals that we have that are in the colloidal form, they are much more readily absorbed. So your approach is great because your vegetables are getting the benefit of those minerals once you've crushed up those pills and put those minerals into
he's being innovative, that's for sure.
You do it. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Deb in Minnesota. Hi, Deb. You're up with us.
Hi, Deb.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
After using an antibiotic and a Diflucan to kill the yeast that it caused, I tested positive for group strep B on the culture, and I am allergic to penicillin, and so I wasn't able to take that, but I have had severe burning pain from the strep B for 5 weeks now. And I'm wondering if there's any kind of a natural cure for it or if it can heal on its own in time with taking good probiotics and a no-sugar diet. And
ridding yourself off of so many antibiotics, which are, I think, pretty darn bad these days, Joanne.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my gosh, yes. So to answer your question, what I would say is, first of all, doing the probiotics is a great way to start because it's going to help to boost your immune system. But we also want to address the other issues, and inflammation is one of those issues. We have products in the line that can deal very nicely with that inflammation. So my recommendation to you would be to consider that 20-day program and then add to that the basic 90 nutrients. But in addition to the basic 90 nutrients, I think what you want to consider is extra of those essential fatty acids, because those essential fatty acids work very well to help with the inflammation. And anything that will help to decrease the inflammation is going to help to increase or decrease the irritation and the pain associated with it. But I would not say, yes, it's going to progressively heal itself over time. What I would say is you need to support and promote that healing, and you're going to do that by ensuring that the gut's working well, you're getting the 90 nutrients, and you're taking additional essential fatty acids to help with that inflammation.
Joanne, where do we get your book, Why is America So Sick?
Where do you get it?
Yeah.
You can get it by going out to Critical Health News. You can order it there, or you can go to my website, which is
DR for doctor. So DRJ Conaway, CONAWAY. So drjconaway.com.
How about Amazon? Do they have it?
No, they don't have it yet, George.
Okay. Okay. Well, it's going to be a very popular book, and I want to thank you for your debut on Coast to Coast.
Well, thank you for having me. I've enjoyed it thoroughly.
And, of course, she's with criticalhealthnews.com, and you can call them at 855-949-RADIO. That's 1-855-949-7234. And the website, criticalhealthnews.com. You can also use that phone number if you're looking for a brand new opportunity to make a little money yourself. 855-949-7234.